I think we're ready to begin. Okay, I'll call the meeting to order, and Danielle will do the roll call for us, please.
Good evening. Mayor Irons?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Smuckler?
Here.
Councilmember Makowetski?
Here.
Councilmember Heading?
I would expect him to be here shortly.
Thank you. Councilmember Johnson?
None? Any? No? All right, good.
Yeah, I do have one. It's not related to our project or the JPA, but I did want to take advantage of the crowd here tonight to let you all know that we do have Estero Bay Community Radio. It's been live now for about 1 year. It's all volunteer nonprofit radio out of Morro Bay, but available from Cayucas all the way down to Los Osos. Low power FM community radio, and you can pick it up at 97.3 FM. We've got everything from music to our city council meetings are every other Sunday in the morning, and good talk. And if you listen in and you're not quite sure what you're hearing, you're not all that favorable about it, tune in another hour or two, and it'll be something completely different. So 97.3 FM, The Rock, and you can go online at EsteroBayCommunityRadio.com. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mayor Ernst.
Thank you.
Anyone, any announcements from the Cayucas Board? Seeing none, we'll move on to public comment. This would be for items that are not on the agenda. Anyone wishing to comment on items not on the agenda? Marla?
Good evening, council staff and CSD board members and staff and attorneys. Yeah. Marla Jo Bruton-Sadowski, North Morro Bay. And I don't have a copy with me. I'm sorry about that. But today, Governor Brown issued an executive order concerning the climate change adaptation strategy for the state of California. And helpful information in there and guidance for our communities with the projects that we have going, and especially the WRF, and any help that's out there for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Marla. Anyone else? Seeing none, I'll close public comment. We'll go to consent calendar. And is Bruce, are you here? Do you want to do something on A2, give us a report.
If you have questions, I'll be happy to answer.
No, I don't. But you might like to tell the public what's going on at the treatment plant on the MMRP.
Thank you. My name is Bruce Keough. I'm the wastewater division manager for the city of Morro Bay. Item A2 is a status report of the major maintenance and repair plan for the wastewater treatment plant. Acronym is MMRP. The MMRP was adopted by the two boards in February 2013, and it's kind of an ongoing program that we look at annually when we do budget to fund projects that we think are important for keeping the plant in compliance and trying to do so in a very cost-effective manner. So we've done a number of projects over the last 2 years. We're currently working on repair of the number one digester at the treatment plant. So the boards independently awarded a contract to Fluid Resource Management recently at April 14th and 16th at their meetings. Communities, the crew we have is pretty talented. Another major project that had been in the works for a long time was chlorine contact basin improvement. So the tank that we used to disinfect the effluent had some mechanical equipment that was extremely old and corroded. We finally got that work completed on April 15th. We had attempted to do that project numerous times, but either contractor woes, insurance, rain, all kinds of things got in the way. But I'm happy to report that that work was done. We took the tank offline for 1 day, and disinfected the effluent but did not dechlorinate the effluent on the way to the ocean. So we ended up with a violation of the total chlorine residual limit for that one day. And the project was designed to get the equipment done as expediently as possible and do it in that 1 24-hour period to try and hold down any effluent violations we might have. The another project that we're currently working on is the rehabilitation of our primary clarifiers. A lot of that equipment was put in, some of those tanks were put in the 50s and 60s, and the mechanical equipment has, being next to the ocean, has seen a lot of corrosion and wear. And once again, the treatment plant staff has done a pretty good job of rehabilitating the catwalks and coming up with a cost-effective strategy for keeping that equipment going for the next 5 years. So I'm happy to report that we have a little bit more to do on that, but we're slowly but surely making progress, and it's nice to see a little bit of the rust disappear and some new metal and paint appear, and it looks a lot better than it did. We have two projects that we had anticipated doing this year. One was proofing of the existing treatment plant. It seems we have a lot of questions as to why we're doing that work now when we're probably going to be moving the treatment plant, and then kind of we're not getting a return on investment on that. But our NPDES permit and the state of California, the federal government, says that you have to protect the treatment plant in the event of a 100-year flood. And that equipment that we're going to protect is crucial to our secondary treatment process and really makes the whole treatment process run. So it's going to be money well spent in the end, but I think there are times I see the city council shaking their head, nodding that they have questions as to why we really have to do it, but it's part of running the treatment plant. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions.
Any questions from Morro Bay?
I don't have any questions. You want to take questions and comments now, or do you want
to
do
Bruce?
Okay. Yeah. So, Bruce, I was reading through the report. I did want to compliment you and your staff, identifying that you had to isolate 30 minutes out of that chlorine contact basin to do the work, get it back up and running, and to reduce the amount of fine. I think it's just it's great information for everybody to understand the level of work that has to take place to keep the place running because of the age and the quality of work that the staff is doing. So, a great report, and I just want to compliment you and your team on your work.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
No? Yeah, thank you, Bruce. Just like to, it may be confusing for people to hear how much effort's going into the plant currently and the money that we're spending to keep it operational, knowing that it will be demolished in about 5 years. So if you could talk a little bit about...
City of Morro Bay engineering staff. We've had great support with Mr. Kuhn, the district manager, Mike Nunley and Associates, and a little bit of the engineering staff at Black & Veatch have provided support services for us. So we have generated a long list of potential projects, and then we've kind of balanced those projects based on what we see kind of risk assessment is. And, from the public standpoint, my job really is to ensure that we try and produce the highest quality effluent all the time. And so it's a balancing act in that sense, but through district input, city input, engineering input, we've been able to kind of balance those out and try and bring back the most critical projects. And the other thing we've done is try and, on our primary clarifier rehabilitation, our secondary clarifier actually probably has more work, but we kind of chose to do the primary first so that we could kind of learn, get some strategies for how to move forward. And I think we have a pretty good idea now on how we're going to tackle some of that work. And for a while, I just had a big bubble over my head. So it's definitely a balancing act, but we are trying to do it with money in mind and still maintain efficiency.
Anybody else from Morro Bay? John, Matt, Christine?
I do.
Matt?
Bruce, the two items that you put off because of just stuff to do, are you looking at the new fiscal year and starting those back up and starting a new MMRP?
Yes, definitely. The MMRP is actually kind of like a rolling budget. So we'll bring back new projects. I'm happy to assist them because most of it will be done. That's going to free up a lot of time and effort so that we can get to some of these other projects. So I anticipate we'll get those done probably before winter of this next year.
Christine, done? That concludes Moore Bay's comments. Thanks.
Any comments from Cayucas? Okay, Bruce, I just wanted to say thanks. At the community town hall meeting, I know I called you out and introduced you. Commented that Bruce started as a laborer at the Cayucas Sanitary District and advanced to running the plant. And Bruce, I'd like to just say thank you for the job you've done and express our confidence in the ability that you've shown throughout the years and our appreciation for the job that you've done and for both communities. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, I'd also say that, you know, there's a lot of people in the audience tonight. If there are questions concerning how the current treatment plant works or they want to take a tour, we'll take one person, we'll take 50 people. I don't get very many people taking me up on my offer, but, you know, my phone number is, I don't understand why, but I think it's pretty cool. But my direct line is 772-6272, so if people want to take a tour or have questions, please call, because education really is our friend. There's a lot of misinformation or non-information on what goes on down there. And every time I get people coming through the treatment plant, their eyes are opened as to how they can help the environment, how the treatment plant's running. It just gives them a better idea of some of the information they can use to help make the decisions that you guys are about to face.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
And I will say I've been on a couple of...
Motion by Jamie, a second by Christine. Any discussion?
Is there any public comment on that? What was that? He asked him.
There will be public comment on the consent calendar, if you like.
But you asked him to come up and give a report.
He's A2 on the consent calendar, one of the two items.
So you
if you'd like to comment, please do.
Okay, thank you. What I'd like, Marla Jo Bruton, Sadowski, North Morro Bay. And I know that to the public, it's very confusing probably, why are we putting the money in at this late date to a plant that we have to, that we are going to demolish. Well, the reason for that, just a little history, is that the Morro Bay Cayuga Sanitary District Wastewater Treatment Plant is 42, 43 years behind the minimum treatment capacity in the state of California and in the federal government. It's not even up to full secondary treatment, which was mandated in 1973. So we've had 42, 43 years to get to secondary treatment. We haven't done that. We've had 12 years now that we've been working on a new plant at first in the position that, in the location that it already is on the beach. And now we're looking to do a managed retreat, a voluntary managed retreat of critical infrastructure off of over the years. As I've been following this for 12 years, I'd say, I don't know if Bruce wants to, probably wouldn't want to comment about this, but I used to go to meetings a long time ago, and every small thing that Bruce would ask for money to fix at the plant, the Cayuga Sanitary District would buck at. They'd buck. They wouldn't okay the money, or they'd wait and wait and wait. So what we have is deferred maintenance. I'm sure Bruce would have liked to fix a lot of that stuff along the way, but it wasn't okayed by the bodies, and may not just be this CSD, it could have been previous Morro Bay bodies as well. But just so the public understands that it was a political will wasn't there to do the updates when they should have been done. And now we're stuck. We need to do the repairs. Thank you.
Thank you, Marla. Anyone else care to comment? Mayor Irons, if you'd go ahead with your motion,
so
please.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries.
Cayuga, same motion, please. So motion by Shirley Lyons, second by Dan Chivins. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Next item, I'd comment that there is no letter B on the agenda. We normally see that, but we need a little entertainment tonight, so I think Danielle left the B out. No, she says. That came from out to the town hall meeting, including those from Morro Bay who came. It was nice to see everyone here. And it was nice to see the overwhelming response from our community. I'd also like to thank the number of clubs that we spoke to. Number one was the Rotary. Gil Eaglehart, you're here. Would you please stand? Thank you for the invitation to speak to Rotary. Gil's our Rotary president. Friends of the Library, Elaine, would you identify yourself, please? Thank you for the invitation. And by the way, Rick and I spoke, and we got a very, very nice thank you letter from Elaine. Thank you. We spoke to the Cayucas Advisory Council. Thank you, John Carcel. I didn't see him come in. Oh, hi, John. There you are. Can you stand up for us so people recognize you? Thank you.
Some of the time people say I'm standing.
Good. Well, I'm glad I didn't have to ask you twice. Also, Bruce Gibson was in attendance at that meeting and made some brief comments on our behalf. We also spoke to the Lions Club. Matt Franklin is the president, invited us to come and speak. And I know I see a number of the Lions Club members here in the audience tonight, and thank you for listening. I'd want to recognize our manager, Rick Kuhn, here in the what he calls the orange shirt, who has done most of the talking because he has most of the knowledge. Intelligent audience. And there were some consistent themes that we heard. The most important message that we got from our community was the ability for the community to retain the use of their treated, reclaimed water. Second message, which was loud and clear, was about ownership. Paying 28% of another project and having absolutely no ownership was unacceptable. Our ratepayers want to own what they pay for. Finally, we noticed the need of the community to have local governance to better be able to control all costs related to this project. Once it became clear that these were the concerns of our community, I felt it was important for our board to be fully informed of all the facts before us, as well as the feedback from the community. As a result of that, I scheduled a meeting, a special meeting for 4:30 this afternoon, just preceding this meeting, so that our board could be fully informed. Based on the community feedback, I ask our counsel, Tim Carmel, at the end of the table here, to prepare a resolution that would document the facts before us. Thank you, and by the way, that vote was unanimous. I think it's important now to read the material provisions of that resolution. I'm going to ask our counsel, Tim Carmel, to do that.
Thank you, President Enns. The title of the resolution, it's resolution number 2015-1, a resolution of the Board of Directors of the Cayucas Sanitary District declaring its intention to independently pursue alternatives for wastewater treatment and reclamation. It's got quite a few recitals. I'm glad you didn't ask me to read them. The material provisions, section 2, states the proposed ownership, governance, operational oversight, and management structure of the Morro Bay Water Reclamation Facility Project is fundamentally unfair and unacceptable to Cayucas. Section 3, reclaimed water is critically important to the future sustainability of the Cayucas community, and the development of a wastewater treatment facility in Cayucas will best enable the community to utilize reclaimed water. Section 4, controlling costs and thereby minimizing sewer service rate increases is best achieved by having direct Cayucas oversight over all aspects of the planning, design, construction, management, and operation of a wastewater treatment facility and related appurtenances. And Section 5 reads, Cayucas hereby declares its intention to suspend consideration of participation in the Morro Bay Water Reclamation Facility Project and independently pursue alternatives for wastewater treatment.
Council and staff. Our board felt that it was critical for both communities to have clarity regarding this issue. And we also did not want to impede the progress of Morro Bay as they pursue a Morro Bay water reclamation facility. In the interest of both communities, Cayucas has prepared copies of this resolution. Which will be available at the door as you go out. And that you will be able to read some of the facts that have led up to the items that Mr. Carmel has recited. So with that, I'd ask the Cayucas board if you have any additional comments. Seeing none, I'll turn it over to the mayor of Morro Bay.
Thank you for that. Thanks, Cayucas. I did want to thank the Cayucas board for the town hall meeting that was conducted. I think it was a great turnout, obviously a great turnout today. And where we pursue, I think this is great to get a definitive answer on what we need to do as two bodies. So I'm sure we'll open it up for public comment here in a minute. Is that correct, President Enns?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Any comments from Morro Bay?
Structure systems. Knowing particularly the water issues and the potential of interruption of water deliveries as well as wastewater treatment and pipelines are things that we know to be able to break. So the idea that you could have your standalone system out here in Cayucas is intriguing. Now, what I'd like to do is really challenge all of you to know that you're embarking on the beginning of what's going to be a very important process for community participation. With Morro Bay, we had an excellent work process where we involved the community. We currently have a citizens advisory council that's been appointed that's vetting all of the major decisions. We looked at our options really closely. We made sure information was available for review for the community. We broadcast our meetings on the radio, on television, online, on the internet. And these are all things that I'm expecting you'll be doing as well because of the importance and magnitude of the decision that you're going to make. So I do want to congratulate you on that and encourage you to stay involved and really be critical about the different decision points that you're going to run into and ultimately know that this is going to be a generational project that we're developing. We've been thinking about that quite a bit. From our board's perspective, we have been struggling to try to come up with a fair and equitable solution for our management. And it's challenging because, as has been pointed out, and many of you know, it's about 30-70 as far as the split of costs and flows. And yet there are times where when we vote, it's a 50-50 vote. So that has created challenges, especially for Morro Bay. From our end, you know, at times it feels somewhat unfair that we bear the burden of hosting the treatment plant and smell and so forth. But I congratulate you, and I definitely want you to know that we have a lot of our information posted online. So you could look at that and hopefully glean as much value out of that as you possibly can.
John?
Technologically challenged. All right. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for the opportunity to comment. I want to also congratulate Cayucas on embarking upon a venture, a significant venture, that really will reach not only into the near future, but what I believe will be decades and generations into the future. And so taking the time to, you know, clearly assess what are the best needs for your population, your community, what might be the best intent with regard to the end desires, which are for you, I see, reclaimed water. That certainly, I agree, is a major consideration. Congratulations for recognizing that and realizing that, too. Also, costs are extremely important. And if indeed embarking on an independent project in your evaluation and estimation will provide you with significant cost benefit vis-a-vis a cost benefit analysis, and it appears that that will be independently. And so I just want to say to the Cayucas board, no harm, no foul. It is always a pleasure to work with neighbors, and I would just want to say that as one member of this council, that I would consider that door always to be open for consideration in the future in terms of as you embark upon this and make determinations that possibilities infer that there may be alternative directions that maybe include something with Morro Bay, that our eyes, ears, and hearts are open to receiving and discussing that. And so with that, congratulations. And it has been a pleasure and will continue to be a pleasure to be your neighbor and your friend on this important body. So thank you.
Well, good job, Cayugas. Congratulations. And with that said, we're going to be moving in these directions, but we still have a number of years working together, so I look forward to working together with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Christine?
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I guess I'll be the fifth person to say I think it's terrific to have a direct response from the people of this community that's backed up by your board. That shows that the community came out, participated, and that your board listened to you and voted to support you in your intentions. I think that's very important. We have never had even a quarter of this many people in this room in a JPA meeting since I have been my constituents in Morro Bay, and I know your board is hoping to do the best, the same for you. So moving forward, we have a lot of information online from the last 2 years, but specifically over site selection and different kinds of analysis we have done. So I would encourage you to hit the City of Morro Bay website and look at some of those documents. They're all posted there. And get an idea of, you know, the kinds of things that we've gone through. If you haven't been attending or keeping up as regularly, I mean, who really does except, you know, these 10 people up here and the staffers. So it isn't like you've probably been watching quite as closely, but it is a wealth of information. And I think it's interesting reading. I also would say that it's really interesting to me to hear you talk about your water, because your water portfolio is very different than Morro Bay's. You have a diverse water supply that is not real. I don't believe you're at all reliant on state water. Is that correct? I'll ask your board. That is very different now, I think, fourth year into this drought, because Morro Bay, I don't know how many of you know, but we are 98%, I like to say 99, nearly 100% reliant on state water, the most expensive, most at-risk water source available to us right now. We do have wells, and it is in our best interest to do what we can, given the drought and the future of droughts, to reclaim the water we're currently putting into the ocean. We're putting all of our water into the ocean right now, yours and ours. And that may have been fine in the past, and it may have been fine 4 years ago, but I think we're all a lot smarter right now, and it's not fine now. So I'm glad to hear that even with your current gross but we're just rethinking it right now. We have to. So I hope that you're able to be torchbearers for hooray, new water, I think it's called sometimes, but definitely, I think there's a term called one water that's been used a lot, meaning that, you know, it doesn't really matter the source of it, where it comes from, but we're all going to need to remember it in the future. So we're all going to be one water users. I would echo the things that everyone has said on my board. Certainly, the regulatory agencies, obviously, you probably already reached out to the many regulatory agencies and the ones you'll have to deal with. It depends on what you design and what you would do with your wastewater and what you do with your storage water and all those things. But you have smart people that you've elected to your board, and they know those things. So I agree with what we've heard also echoed, that we're not going anywhere anytime soon. And if things change in the future for either one of us, then I would assume that we would try and work together collaboratively. There may be options right now for collaboration that have not been on the table before. So I think that we can all look forward to being really creative and keeping the water that we do have here where we need it back in our communities and not sending it out into the ocean because, you know, really the fish, they got plenty of water out there. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Christine. Back to you, President Enns.
Thank you very much for your comments. And thank you for supporting our community and our decision to move in a new direction. And with that, I'd ask, were there any comments from the Cayucas Board? Dan?
Thanks, Robert. I want to say I appreciate the collegial comments from our partners over there in Morro Bay, because certainly we've got another at least 5 years to work out on issues. And I think that, again, Bruce has done a great job, and we'll continue to work together to minimize the expense for if it's on your local coastal plan update and where you want to go with that. I would also think that because we have an equitable interest in the facility, that you would be consulting with us going forward on the options and opportunities for the property as opposed to simply a unilateral decision from on high, if you get my drift. So if you could bring it to us, we would love to discuss that and see what we jointly can agree might be a really great use for the property. Those are some issues that we're going to have to deal with, or just to inform the community, because we do have an equity interest in the property. Well, that's basically an asset to the community of Cayucas. And going forward, that's going to be very important for us to discuss that with our partner in Morro Bay and really where we can go and what might be, you know, the best residual value and opportunities for that site, aside from the wastewater treatment plant and keeping it together, hopefully without bubblegum and baling wire as we go forward. So thank you very much for your kind consideration, and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Dan. Anyone else, Cayucas? Seeing none, I'm going to... Oh, go ahead, Dan.
No, I just want to say thanks to you guys for supporting us in our hopefully productive venture that we're about to embark on. And, you know, we feel like we have some pretty viable options, and we totally respect the Rancho Colina project and think that that's very viable too. So hopefully it'll turn out to be a win-win. And, you know, it's really not you, it's us. I mean, at this point, we kind of have, if we didn't feel we had good options, we wouldn't be proceeding. So thanks again, and we'll be seeing you soon anyway, so.
Good evening, Garth Kornreich from Cayucas. I was at the meeting last week, and they made the presentation, the Cayucas Board made the presentation, and there was a comment that the door was still open, that there was still some discussion to be had with the Morro Bay group, and wondered, was there any discussion between last week and this week's resolution? Because it almost sounds like a happy divorce to me. So just wanted to hear your comment on that, please.
Thank you, Garth. Next speaker, please.
No comment?
After we close public comment. Anyone else? Seeing none, I'll close public comment. Rick, would you like to answer Mr. Kornreich's question?
Happy divorce. No, I think we question have a lot
was, of... Was there some discussion between last week and this week? As of last week, we said the door was still open.
think that the door is still open for as we move forward and looking at all sorts of alternatives for us. So, I mean.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, see, any other comments from Morro Bay? Noah?
Yeah, thank you. But I think it's a good point because, you know, I mentioned decentralization. Something similar to what we decided back when we realized that we needed to look at our own internal options from Morro Bay side and from Cayucas' side a couple years back. And that led to Morro Bay doing all the community outreach and input sessions and analysis that I mentioned earlier and ultimately to the Rancho Colina site. And I see us almost taking a similar path now at this point where we're focusing in on the Rancho Colina site and knowing that we have what is a very viable site and doing our fatal flaws and getting much more specific. I'm as I understand the facilities master planning process, which is what we've embarked on now, there will be a point in the near future, within the year or so, where we're going to have even better information about the costs of Rancho Colina, as far as I understand it. And I'd like our staff to be able to give a brief, that 3-minute buzzer's always been my Achilles heel. But I think it would be good for our staff to give a brief review for the community to understand there will be an opening for us to reconvene and take a look, and hopefully you'll have some better information about your options. You'll know better detail about what those options are and the potential costs, short and long term, and we'll have even better detail about our facility and the Rancho Colina site. At some point, though, we're going to need to make the decision and either decide to work together or go our own ways, because what will happen is you can't build a – it's not economical to build a plant that's scaled to all of the above. We need to be very focused with our plant, and that's where there could be some savings to go alone or to work together. So the way I understand the facilities master planning process is at some point within the short term, we will get a chance to reconvene and try to look at the line and goals and schedule. So that I expect is part of your plan, and as you've looked at what we could do in the next 5 years, you see that as a viable component to your program and how you're going to be able to wrap your arms around the next step. So permittability, of course, is key, but also getting this done in a timely fashion with community support. Those are all things that we're going to need to work really hard on.
Thanks. Anybody else from Morro Bay? John?
Possibly to add more detail to the question that I'm sorry if I call you Barth, I didn't get the last name. So normally I would say Mr. Barth. The only other discussion, not between the parties, obviously was that at the Morro Bay City Council meeting on Tuesday, there was discussion, and you certainly can see that on, I guess it's your Channel 20, is the same Channel 20 that we get, which is repeated continuously, and you certainly have access to hearing the discussion that went on between the members of our council and what we affirmed at the end of our meeting, which was stated very succinctly and very clearly, which was a desire to work collaboratively and facilitate the most economical and I think fiscally responsible project that would benefit jointly with regard to larger numbers. And if there are opportunities downwind, so to speak, to make that happen, words chosen very carefully, then indeed I would hopefully both parties would consider that. So thank you for that.
Anybody else from Morro Bay? Christine?
I just wanted to clarify the public comment. I'm not sure if the gentleman was asking if these two groups had talked before tonight. I thought maybe that's how I interpreted the question. I'm not sure if that was the intent, but okay, right. No, that what wouldn't have been possible without outside of a public meeting. So your board, they did of course talk about it, but we're seeing this for the first time, and maybe most of you are as well. I don't know if it was posted on the CSD website. Was it posted anywhere? No. Okay. So we're all seeing this together, and therefore there would have been no way for us to discuss it previously. Okay. But I'm sure you will post it. There is a website for your district, sanitation district, and that will be posted on that for folks that aren't here tonight to take a paper copy, right? Okay, and then you guys will send it to Morro Bay and we can post it too on our website. Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, back to you, President Enns.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments from Cayucas? Thank you for that. Okay, with that, we'll go to the City of Morro Bay items. Item C2, review of previous Morro Bay efforts and discussion of the 5-year plan for working cooperatively toward planning. No longer relevant as a discussion item of this meeting. However, if Morro Bay would like to comment on item C2, please do. Mayor Irons.
Absolutely. I think it's very important, I think, for everybody to come out tonight and to the town hall meeting. I, as Councilmember Christine Johnson was mentioning, you know, hadn't seen this many folks out before. So I think it's relevant to see what has transpired over the last couple of years. I think it'd be great to see our city manager do the presentation.
Great. Thank you, Mayor Irons, President Enns. So to be clear, from the staff perspective also, there has been no formal or informal communication between the Cayucas Sanitary District and the City of Morro Bay since the recent town hall. Also, I'll note, and I'm speaking as a staff member, not as a member of the council, and they may vote to correct this, but while the council was congratulatory on Cayucas' decision to make a decision, Morro Bay remains committed to a regional facility working cooperatively with the Cayucas Sanitary District. The purpose of this presentation is to review the current status of the Cayucas Morro Bay effort to replace the existing wastewater treatment plant and to agree on key steps to keep the project moving forward. This motion, which we'll get to at the end, really encapsulates the discussions and the direction in both technical committee meetings between Morro Bay and Cayucas and JPA meetings from December of last year until about 20 minutes ago. This motion states that the Cayucas on a 70% Morro Bay, 30% Cayucas basis to establish common goals, to release RFPs for project management and environmental review by the end of May, and to select the most appropriate facility master planning proposal by the end of June. This slide sort of shows what the current situation is. The situation is that the existing Morro Bay Cayucas wastewater treatment plant is 62 years old, it sits in a floodplain, and it is subject to coastal hazards. That plant dumps approximately 1 million gallons of treated water a day into the ocean. It must be replaced. Over many years, the Morro Bay CSD JPA worked on plans to rehabilitate and then plans to replace the existing wastewater treatment plant on the existing site. In January 2013, the California Coastal Commission denied a permit to build a new wastewater treatment plant at the existing site. And then in February of this year, the Regional Water Control Board issued another letter stating that the anticipated permit for the existing site will expire in 2021. I might note parenthetically, and again, this would be a staff recommendation, not a Morro Bay City Council position, but my recommendation would be to ensure that we close the existing treatment facility as soon as a new site is available. It is in nobody's interest to keep that site running, sort of like it sounds like Cayucas is planning to do tonight. Both jurisdictions commenced efforts to determine the most appropriate solution for their stakeholders. The Cayuga Sanitary District in early 2013 hired Water Systems Consulting to conduct a, quote, conceptual alternative selection to identify possible solutions for a Cayucas wastewater treatment plant. WSC's $20,000 project, which produced an 18-page report, including pictures and tables, dated July 11th, 2013, identified three sites, the existing Morro Bay site, which is essentially untenable, an unidentified and theoretical Cayucas site, and the California Men's Colony as possible alternatives. The WSC study concluded, and I'll read from it here, these conceptual alternatives were chosen to approximate a range of potential projects that might be implemented by the district. It goes on to say that WSC recommends that the district coordinate with other stakeholder agencies to consider these conceptual alternatives broadly, to establish an evaluation and screening methodology, and select a set of preferred alternatives and subalternatives for, quote, more detailed evaluation and feasibility assessment. The memo specifically stated that cost estimates contained in that 18-page memo were CSD did not conduct any further engineering studies or any professional significant evaluations. Specifically, the Cayuga Sanitary District did not engage any professional services to consider the conceptual alternatives, to establish evaluation and screening methodology, or to conduct any detailed evaluation and feasibility assessment. Based on this WSC memo, though, and on internal analysis, CSD declared the California Men's Colony to be their preferred option for a new wastewater treatment plant. Those were the Cayucas actions, Morro Bay's actions during the same period. From January of 2013 to May of 2014, Morro Bay paid over $310,000 to conduct eight separate detailed studies, engineering reports, and cost analyses to identify the most cost-effective and feasible site at which to construct a new regional water treatment plant or water reclamation facility. Significant public outreach in Morro Bay established seven community-derived goals for the WRF project, that was in December of 2013, and set a five-year goal for construction, that was in February of 14. The consultants engaged by Morro Bay conducted conceptual alternative analysis, established evaluation and screening methodology, and conducted detailed evaluation and fees identified Rancho Colina as their, quote, preferred site. In May of 2014, in order to address CSD's apparent CMC, or California Men's Colony, preference, Morro Bay paid an additional $87,000 to conduct a, quote, apples-to-apples comparison, a cost comparison and other assessments, of the California Men's Colony against Rancho Colina. Morro Bay having already ruled out the California Men's Colony as too expensive, Morro Bay would not have spent that $87,000 to compare the California Men's Colony to Rancho Colina had it not been for CSD's keen interest in the CMC option and for Morro Bay's keen interest in working cooperatively toward a regional solution. In a head-to-head comparison of those two sites, based on studies by several independent engineering firms, Rancho Colina was a decisive winner. This chart shows the 11 different criteria that were measured to compare the two sites. Eight of the criteria, Rancho Colina was a clear winner. In three of them, it was a tie. In none of them was the California Men's Colony considered preferable. Here is the cost comparison, and I'll probably go off script here a little bit on this based on some of the questions. So this is a California men's colony against Rancho Colina cost care, which takes construction of phase one and phase two together. The detailed engineering studies conducted by independent firms for Morro Bay determined that the California men's colony would cost $167 million and that Rancho Colina would cost about $102 million. That is that CMC was $65 million or 64% more expensive than Rancho Colina. I'll note here that if you look at the Rancho Colina site there, $102 million, and if you consider the 70-30 cost split that has been the general estimate that both boards have been comfortable with over the years based on flows, that means the Cayucas portion of buying into a regional facility at Rancho Colina would be about $30 million. I note here on the WSC report or memo that WSC did for Cayucas that to build a that the cost estimate, and remember this was supposed to be an order of magnitude cost estimate, that 2 years ago the cost estimate for Cayucas to build at a theoretical site somewhere in Cayucas, not including land acquisition costs, was guessed to be or projected to be about $35 million. So if that's correct, then Cayucas will be starting off already at a disadvantage against joining Morro Bay in a regional solution. Sort of where we were in December of last year, November and December, and here's where we've been together in the last few months. In November and December of 2014, Morro Bay and the Cayuga Sanitary District came back together after their somewhat divorced, and both expressed together a site preference for the Rancho Colina site. The boards then began to work together toward construction at Rancho Colina. They worked toward an MOU to set common goals, to share costs, and to establish a combined citizens committee related to a new treatment plant reclamation facility in order to keep the project moving forward. On the 20th of March, 2015, about a month ago, the staffs together released a facilities master plan request for proposal with proposals due on the 12th of May. In the past 4 weeks, Morro Bay contracted for biological, archaeological, and hydrogeo and geotech fatal flaws analysis to further confirm the feasibility of the Rancho Colina site. I'll also note that the purpose, the plan for this JPA meeting, as of the last JPA meeting, was to meet to discuss an appropriate memorandum of understanding to continue to work together going ahead. I don't think it is fair to say that Rancho Colina. This is a sort of a layman's look at our engineer's 158-line day-by-day analysis of what we'll be doing over the next 7 years, either together or apart. Right now we're in a planning phase. We'll move then into a phase to build the wastewater treatment plant portion and then move into a phase looking across the top to build the water reclamation portion of that treatment plant. I'll also note parenthetically here in answer to a question in some of Councilman Smuckler's comments that that although slightly more expensive, Morro Bay could conduct master planning for a plant that could be scaled. So we could do master planning and have the engineers pay them a little bit extra and have them master plant a site that we could construct to be a million gallons a day or 1.3 million gallons a day or 1.5 million gallons a day. However, by the end of that planning line that you see up there, really by about probably 18 months from now, when we move from planning, from master planning into design and build, we will decide what size of a plant to construct based on who all wants to be a part of it. So if you look at the colored lines up there, the fatal flaws analysis is ongoing. Morro Bay has funded that alone. The imperative that we release the facility master, a request for proposal for program management, the top red line, and for an environmental review consultant in the very near term. So if you look down at the bottom, you'll see that the near-term decisions and actions that need to be taken very soon, like now, we need to release an RFP for both program management and for environmental review. By May or June, we need to select a facilities master plan consultant. And then really by summer, we need to apply for state revolving funds. So the next steps following are some of the steps that are coming. First, we need to complete the fatal flaws analysis to confirm that Rancho Colina does not have any fatal flaws and we should continue moving that way. We need to release RFPs for project management and environmental review. We need to receive and evaluate proposals for facility master planning and select the consultant for facility master planning. In the near term, we need to complete cost sharing and a goals agreement with the Cayuga Sanitary District. We need to apply for state revolving funds. And then in the longer term, we need to agree on structure of future site governance. So with that, again, this is the recommendation and the motion that Morro Bay brings to the table tonight in our interest to continue to work cooperatively with Cayucas in order to construct what we believe is the most cost-effective solution after extensive and preferred site of Rancho Colina by 2021. The parties agree to work together in good faith to share costs beginning in January 2015 on a 70% Morro Bay, 30% Cayucas basis to establish common goals, to release RFPs for project management and environmental review by the end of May, and to select the most appropriate facility master planning proposal by the end of June. Mr. Mayor, Mr. President, that completes the staff report.
Great, thank you, Mr. Buckingham. Any questions from the Morro Bay side? One question, Christine?
Yes, thanks to Mr. Buckingham for a thorough report, and I think it fully updates folks in the audience where Morro Bay is so that you know exactly where we are and you can follow the progress and you can even call and ask us questions if you want to. But that's very clear, so thanks. And then also just a question on the report. So site preference and the way ahead slide. Bullet point says on March 20, 2015, staff released a facilities, meaning our staffs combined, released a facilities master plan request for proposals that the responses will be due by May 12. So I don't know if we probably might. I would be curious to know how we're going to handle that. I'm sorry. I'd just like to have some discussion about that question. Thanks.
Sure. Would you like me to respond to that?
I was distracted. I heard some other. I'm sorry. I got a little distracted. So it really doesn't matter. That's my question. If anybody else has questions, then maybe we could. So do you want
Mr.
and the City of Morro Bay and the Cayuga Sanitary District? All three parties would sign that RFP they would select the most competitive, most appropriate consultant to do this work, and then all three parties would sign the RFP. So we really don't need an MOU to do that. We can do that as a three-party agreement. Should both bodies choose not to approve the motion tonight, then the City of Morro Bay will likely reconvene and determine what to do. Perhaps not reading too far into the future, but if we don't have a partner for a regional facility, then we still intend to strategically move our facility off the beach. We would modify that RFP into a two-party contract between the city of Morro Bay and a consultant. And whether we do that tomorrow morning or after our next council meeting, staff will confer and make a and determine what to do on that. Probably confer with our attorney as well.
Okay, considering all the questions then, questions for Cayucas?
Any questions from Cayucas?
You want to open public comment?
Sure.
Public. Let's see, were shared with us.
Thank you. Any other comments? I'll close public comment. Mayor Arndt?
Okay, and moving on, any other discussion from, are you closing public comment or you want to reopen public comment? President, this is your meeting.
Yeah, please come on up, public comments open again.
Yeah, okay. So my name is Bob Keller, Morro Bay. So I assume that Cayucas is going to go on their own and find out alternative method of building their plant. So I'm directing my city council staff to go their way and have a two-party with City of Morro Bay and their consultant. We're going to move on because, and that we do as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Marla Jo Bruton-Sadowski, North Morro Bay. This is a surprise. Cayucas, your resolution, we had a meeting at 4:30 and are delivering this resolution. I want to thank Mr. Buckingham for giving that staff report for the item that was on the agenda today. I guess it's not up to the public of where we are. You say we're not, we say we're still interested. So Godspeed to you on your way, because Morro Bay knows what we need to do and we're gonna do it. So if you wanna come along and help out and heave ho and get it going, you're welcome to come along. If not, if you're gonna drag us down and not get the job done, not help us get the job done, then you go to your own plant. That's fine. Okay? That's from the Peanut Gallery. Thank you.
Thank you, Marla.
Any other public comment?
Good evening. I'm Nancy Bass from Morro Bay. And I don't have cable TV, so I'm grateful that the new city website, I'm now able to watch these meetings on my iPad. And the last meeting I watched, even as a viewer, it would be very hard to miss the contentious and hostile attitude of the Cayucas Board as voiced by their indisputable leader. The Cayucas Board, for their part, has wasted millions of residents' dollars, both Morro Bay's and Cayucas's, in the recent past and continue to do so with what would have been unnecessary but now very expensive maintenance of the current plant by their refusal to comply years ago with the mandate of state agencies to move the plant off the beach. Morro Bay will desperately need the state-mandated recycled water in the future from a new treatment plant. The Cayucas Board has adamantly said many times, given the Cayucas Board's track record of uncooperativeness on so many issues, it seems an impossible likelihood. Were Morro Bay to enter into a new partnership with Cayucas, I, for one, do not want to continue to subsidize the costs of the Cayucas Board's unreasonable and counterproductive behavior. They can, or not, become a ratepayer like the rest of us. And good luck, Cayucas.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none. Did you have a motion you wanted to make, Mayor Arms?
You know what? I was going to ask for a two-minute recess, and then we'll come back for a motion.
Very well. Ten-minute recess. Thank you. Okay, thank you, everyone. Frankly, I was quite surprised, Mr. Buckingham, after such an agreeable nature from your council and separate from Morro Bay. I think Mr. Buckingham has certainly demonstrated the condescending and accusatory nature in his remarks on behalf of Morro Bay. Keep in mind that apparently those remarks do not represent his council. Thank you, council, for your comments. While much of what Mr. Buckingham has stated,
President Hans,
we feel
I just want to call a little bit of respectful order.
I understand.
We take public comment quite often. I would expect the same position if I were directing comments to your staff. So I think this board has been directing our comments to the board back and forth. So I would ask that you refrain from those types of remarks, and we can proceed with the meeting.
All right. Well, I'll conclude with much of what was presented by Morro Bay, we felt we could easily challenge. We see no point in doing so. I would remind everyone of the resolution that Cayucas presented in opening this meeting. Cayucas hereby declares its intention to suspend consideration of participation in the Morro Bay Water Reclamation Facility. So with that, Mayor Irons, if you'd like to make a motion, please do.
Certainly we will. The motion, as stated in the staff report, the Cayucas Sanitary District and the City of Morro Bay and the City Council agree to work cooperatively to construct a regional wastewater treatment plant at the preferred site, Rancho Colina, by 2021. The parties agree to work together in good faith to share costs beginning in January 2015 on a set. So we have a motion by myself, Jamie Irons, and a second by Noah Smuckler. Any discussion by the board? Any discussion? John?
Yeah, I don't know, President Enns, if this is an appropriate time during this discussion to just ask the question. With regard to the resolution that was presented, just to clarify what I heard, and I'll just ask if it is appropriate for me to ask.
Councilmember Heading, not to interrupt, I was wondering if we can keep discussion to the motion.
Certainly, thank you very much.
And then we can come back to that.
No questions.
Yeah, thank you. Any discussion to the motion?
Just a brief comment to the motion. The way I read this motion is very much... I think going into tonight, the motion was not prepared for the resolution that you brought to tonight's meeting, but I think the motion still applies to the concept of, at some point within the facilities master planning process, as our staff has described, up until that point when we need to really scale the plant and buy into that scale, that door will still be open, and I believe if we all vote for this, the entire City of Morro Bay Council is willing to work cooperatively. So I see that still the intention of our community and our council to keep that door open as long as we possibly can. So Cayucas, as you look at your options, you would still be able to decide that the Morro Bay option is the most economical and best fit.
Christine?
That is the spirit of what I was going to comment on as well, that I think it's important for us as a council to make the motion in spite of the change that we've heard from Cayucas.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries 5-0. Cayucas.
In keeping with the agreement and the JPA, I would ask Cayucas if they would care to make the same motion.
President Enns, I see no need to vote on the same motion.
Okay, seeing no motion coming forward from Morro Bay or from Cayucas, the answer is no.
Thank you for that. Any other closing comments? Council Member Heading, you had some comments?
If appropriate, President Enns, just a question of clarification to make sure I heard it correctly. I do believe in your comments regarding the resolution number 2015-1. You indicated that was penned after the meeting that occurred, which was the second public Cayucas meeting this evening. Is that correct? Did I hear that correctly?
I think your opening statement was that this resolution was crafted and written following your special meeting today at 4:30.
Correct.
I think that was the question.
The resolution was passed at our special meeting. Our full board had not seen that resolution until 4:30 this afternoon. Okay, with that, we'll go to item D. Schedule next joint meeting, and I believe that would be one to discuss the budget for operating the current wastewater treatment plant. I assume that would be, do we have a schedule for that?
The second Thursday, right?
You know, strikes me, if I can, since we're going to be, we have a major workload in front of us now, maybe a 148-ounce steak to eat, each of us, which we're going to enjoy. But we do need to focus on that. I would like to give our staff, the operations staff, a chance to describe perhaps with the facilities master plan or the MMRP what may be needed to meet. We have the budget coming up, but as far as timing, it sure would be nice to focus on our big stake rather than some of the, you know, meeting for the sake of looking over a quick set of minutes and the you know, just a very brief update on the MMRP. So if our staff could comment on that, and we could get very efficient with our JPA meetings, which will just focus on the old plant.
Thanks, Bruce.
It has been my understanding that budget hearings and deliberations will occur in May for the Morro Bay City Council. And generally, we brought the budget back at the first meeting in June for adoption for the wastewater treatment plant. And that, at this point, I would say, I don't know if we need to meet in May, because that's only 2 weeks away. But we could certainly schedule the meeting for the...
And with that, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Any closing comments? I would ask a request from Morro Bay. Any closing announcements? Seeing none? Thank you, President Enns.
Thank you.